Aloha, everybody. This is Wally Amos, the Cookie Kahuna, the original Cookie Man. You're listening to the LC and Jack radio show. I've had a great time being with these guys. You will, too. Aloha.
Listening to the LC and Jack radio show live from New York. And now, here are your hosts, LC and Jack.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome to the LC and Jack radio show with your boys, LC and the Breadman, holding it down. Give us a shout here in the studio. You can reach us at area code 347-843-4738. Up close and personal, Urban Talk Radio. Well, we thank you for joining us for another edition of the show. And as usual, we come to strive to provide you great radio. Make sure you'll constantly hit us up on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, all the social media. Let us know what's on your mind and what's jumping out your way of the world. What is the word there, Brad?
Tis the season, baby. Tis the season. That's the word of the day.
Beautiful. It is the season, and we hope you are enjoying this particular week, what it happens to be, a special week. To me, each and every week is a special week. So, and tomorrow is not guaranteed, so do enjoy it, because we will continue to enjoy to bring you great radio, which we aim to do to keep a smile on your face. So with that said, Brad, our special guest of this week is on the line. So why don't we get right at it? How's that sound?
Sounds like a plan.
Let's make it happen. Our guest, Brad, this week is the caretaker of the taste. He is also the founder of the Famous Amos chocolate chip cookie brand. That's right, Famous Amos.
Yes, sir. Yes.
Wally is an author of 10 books and advocate for childhood literacy. He is back baking cookies with his original recipe. His new brand name is the Cookie Kahuna. That's right.
Wow.
Yeah. So we're so pleased to welcome to the show Wally Amos. Wally, how are you?
Pretty good. I just got it.
Whoa!
I rolled my sled in from the I know Santa Claus very well, so you know he lends me his sled every now and then. And
whoa, that's the best intro I've ever heard, man. Awesome.
As we say in paradise, which is where I happen to live in Hawaii, Mele Kaliki Maka Maka Haole Maka Hiki Ho.
Whoa.
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. I'm doing great, guys. How y'all?
Oh, we can't do better than you. You are living the life. I can feel it.
Doing my best, man. Doing my best.
Awesome.
That is great, Wally. The energy. We love the energy. You know, when you do an interview with an individual or group or whoever it be, you kind of feed off the energy. So something tells me this interview is going to be off the charts, because the energy,
well, I hope
can't
so.
Contain the energy.
Life is energy, guys. That's all you got is energy. So give
yes,
me some
sir.
Energy.
Yes, sir. We got it. We got it. We
Well, I got it, baby. I just got the new Cookie Kahuna. I got the energy.
The first thing we got to do, though, is you gave people the impression that I have something to do with Famous Amos. And the truth be known is I did found the company, 40 years ago almost. But I have absolutely nothing to do with that cookie. And the taste of the Cookie Kahuna, that's what Famous Amos used to be like. But that taste belongs to Wally Amos, because no one else is able to replicate the taste of Wally. So the only way you can get the Wally taste is you have to go to thecookiekahuna.com.
Whoa!
That's the original taste of Wally Amos's cookies. And it's the only place they're available is online, thecookiekahuna.com. So it's really important. You know, I started the company, man, but I ain't got nothing to do with it now, bro. I'm sorry.
That's okay. I mean, I'm glad you kind of jumped in and let people know, because, I talked to several people and about the original cookie. Yeah, I like those cookies.
Uh-huh.
But I told them that they had that. This is nothing compared to the original. They're like, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
I'm like, the Cookie Kahuna is the original chocolate chip cookie by Famous Amos.
Yeah.
So
By Wally Amos.
I stand corrected.
But it gets confusing. So when I give interviews and when I talk to people, I don't say anything about the other company, because it's a promotion for them just to hear the name.
Oh, yes.
I want people to talk about Wally Amos and the Cookie Kahuna, because that's where the taste is. That's where the history is. There is no history with what the other company is doing.
Yeah, I got you.
History,
we stand corrected.
The history lives with me.
That's right. I agree.
Wally
Amos
keep it moving.
Has the original and the only formula that is jumping off the charts. Now,
you
one thing,
that,
Wally,
right?
is doing some research in your industry, and that I want to say the cookie industry. I did not realize it's a $7 billion industry.
Man, people love cookies. People love cookies. And the interesting thing about all of that is most of the cookies that are produced are done through massive machines where they make thousands and maybe millions of cookies in a day. My cookies are made by hand because that's the way I made them when I first launched the company 40 years ago in Hollywood, California. So that same process, pinching off a piece of cookie dough, gently, lovingly placing it on the cookie sheet, make cookies with pure vanilla extract, with lots of chocolate, lots of nuts, and just lots of love. Chocolate chip with pecan, butterscotch with macadamia nuts, pure vanilla extract, all butter. Man, it is... I got people that remember the taste from 40 years ago when I first started. So that's what I wanted to bring back. That's what people were asking me to bring back. That's what's here now available at thecookiekahuna.com. Memories and taste.
Yes, sir.
And that's what we love. We love memories. And when you take us back, you've made it big time. Whenever you can get somebody to keep buying whatever that you're selling, and it puts them in a good place, Wally, I tell you, man, that's a formula for tremendous success.
Well, it is, because, you know, the thing I'm always mindful of is that there's only one requirement, I feel, for food to fulfill, and that is it needs to taste good. If it's food, you're going to put it in your mouth. Everything that goes in your mouth has a lot to do with taste.
Mm-hmm.
And if it doesn't taste good, the mouth will spit it out. So I've always believed in good taste, and I worked very hard to make sure that my cookies maintain the standard that I established almost 40 years ago.
Unbelievable. I want to take you, Wally, before we get into the new and the only Wally special chocolate chip cookie. Just a quick going back, you talked going back originally, and just want to kind of bring some of the listeners that, you know, we have a lot of younger listeners, and I'm sure they're not very familiar on, you know, your, you know, how you got started and so,
yeah,
and that stuff. So question I had for you is, why did chocolate chip cookie, why was that the thing that kind of spurred you to where you are today? You could have picked anything else.
I could have, but you know, you kind of seem to pick things to do that you're familiar with. You choose to do that which you have some history with, that which is passionate in your life. And for me, that went back to when I was 12 years old and my mother and father divorced. And I moved from Tallahassee, Florida, which is just south of Georgia, and moved to New York City to live with Aunt Della. So it was Aunt Della that first made chocolate chip cookies for me. So, you know, I'd never had a chocolate chip cookie prior to that. And I thought I'd died and gone to heaven, man. It was just fantastic. And so that was where I got my start from. And years later, I was yearning chocolate chip cookies, and it occurred to me that if I made them, I can have them whenever I wanted to have them. And so I started making my own chocolate chip cookies. I'd go to meetings and I'd break out the cookies and share them with everybody in the meeting, and people just started to rave about these cookies. It even reached the point that I would go to a meeting and the first question, where are my cookies? So now they had become very possessive. They were no longer mine. It was their, where are my cookies, man? So people got to, you know, begging for them and just demanding them. And that went on for 5 years. And finally, I was having dinner one evening with a friend, B.J. Gilmore. B.J. was Quincy Jones' secretary, and Quincy at the time was recording for A&M Records, and I managed a couple of acts because I was in show business, and I managed a couple of acts that recorded for A&M, and I had offices on their lot. And my office was next to Quincy. Quincy had an assistant named B.J. Gilmore. B.J. and I were having dinner October 1974, along about this time. She said something that really got my attention. Wally, you and I ought to go into business selling cookies. No one had ever said that to me before. I'd never thought about it. And then she said, I got a friend that I can get the money to start the business. Hey, guys, how could I resist that? It was at that moment that I made a commitment to open one store selling chocolate chip cookies because I love them, because I love to promote. So it was following my passion that got me into chocolate chip cookies, and the fact that I'd done it for 5 years just for the hell of it, just to share with people. So I didn't start to have a chain of stores. I didn't start to be rich and famous. I started selling cookies, man, because I love cookies and I love promoting and I love people.
Well, that's what's good. And one of the things that we talk about when we have various different guests, is doing what you have a passion for, doing what you love, and then it's not actually work.
Exactly.
It's not work when you enjoy it. So I'm glad you kind of hit that point because, you know, we always get a lot of emails on, you know, they want to be the next superstar singer or whatever, producer, and it seems like everybody wants it like yesterday. But I don't think they realize that most people, when they do make it, or quote unquote make it, they've been doing it for years,
right?
And then now they got their opportunity. So we always try to bring that point home. And again, thanks for kind of hitting that home, man, because when I had an opportunity to do some, you know, review your background for this interview, I was pretty impressed that, you know, you got, and you can clarify this, but Marvin Gaye was one of the ones that was able to, that kind of got your start with the Cookies. He's one of the ones that decided to loan you some money too. Was that correct?
Yeah, well, Marvin was one of my early investors, and I'd known Marvin. I was had been the first agent to work with Marvin when I was an agent years ago at the William Morris office. So I'd had two investors that had fallen out, and I needed to replace them, and I called Marvin, kind of in a stage of desperation. And Marvin said, "Hey, Wally, relax, man." He said, "You know, if you're doing it, I'm good with it." And that proved something to me. Marvin and I had been friends for a long time, and I'd proven my friendship to him. And so he knew who I was, though. So people invest in other people, not a project, not a business, because you're betting your money that whoever has the idea will be able to execute, will be able to stay the course, will be committed to protecting your money and doing his best or her best to make sure that the business is successful. So that's what it is, man. And Marvin stepped up, and Jeff Wall and Helen Reddy, they were married at the time, and they were good friends. But people invest in you. Are you worthy of someone investing in you? What is your integrity like? That's what you want to know.
Now, so you had mentioned just a few minutes ago that you were in the music business, you were an agent, and some of the names that you mentioned, a couple, but the Supremes and Simon and Garfunkel.
I was the first agent to book the Supremes, first agent to book Simon and Garfunkel. Does anybody remember an act years ago called the Bluebells?
Yes. Do know the name?
Who came from that act? There's a dynamic superstar that came from the Bluebells.
Well,
LaBelle.
I was going to say Patty.
Yeah, Patty LaBelle was a member of the Bluebells, and she had to rise to the top because she was so dynamic and so unique and had such an incredible voice and personality, you know. So it's more than just the voice. It's the whole person. Marvin Gaye's got a fantastic voice, but his lyrics, his music, his persona was so powerful. So it's a package deal, you know. That's what got it.
And that's just great. Like I said, it's great your experience in working with so many different people and people loving you too. I mean, you know, whenever you hear someone talk about Wally Amos, they are very very passionate about yourself. Of course, the Cookie, they can't stop about about yourself as well. And then, like you said, that means a lot when it comes to talking about someone's character.
Well, it's a package deal, you know. It's me and the Cookie. But I have a certain responsibility to the product and to the customers that I need to live a life of integrity. I need to be an honest person. I need to be passionate about what I do. I need to tell the truth. You know, I need to treat people with respect. I need to be a loving person. So I think all of those are wrapped up in my product. And I know they are definitely a part of me. So you always transfer whoever, whatever you are, for what it is that you do. And so the Cookie has always represented me. As long as I'm alive and a part of it, it will always represent the personality and character of Wally Amos.
Now, Wally, being a bunch of New York guys, myself and Cornbread, we know that you moved here from the South. So tell us the experience when you first came here, that subway ride or that cab ride, because usually most people that are not from New York, when they come to New York, it is definitely a different experience when you hit New York.
You know, it still is, and then it was just... It was such a powerful experience. I'll give you a little hint of what I was. Tallahassee is capital city of Florida. It was so country. But I used to shine shoes. my mother made me bring my shoeshine box to New York City. She said, boy, you're going to have shine. You keep your shoes clean. You're going to keep your body. I mean, so I stepped off the plane, and my two aunts who were living in New York, Aunt Della and Lily, they meet me at the train station. And here I am, this little poor skinny kid, lugging a shoebox around with me. They laughed at me. It took me years to live that one down. But it was night and day. There were no tall buildings in Tallahassee, Florida. There were nothing but tall buildings in New York City. So it was just a totally opposite experience of what I had in New York. But, you know, life has a wonderful way of assimilating you, of integrating you into wherever you are. And you have to be aware. You have to be alert. And you just have to go with the flow. So I had no choice. This is where my mother had said I would live, so that's what I would do. I lived with Aunt Della, and one thing led to another. And before you know it, you acclimate to the new place that you're in. And that's the way life is. You have to accept it and grow with the flow, not just go with the flow, but I believe we have to grow, G-R-O-W, with the flow.
I agree. Well said. It was you did well here. You made some big moves here, but then you left and went to the West Coast, out to L.A. And L.A., a lot of people, you know, compare L.A. to New York. But I guess that was really where you launched your first store, and everything kind of went from there.
It was. I'd been a personal manager for about 7 years in show business. And I got tired of show business. It wasn't satisfying anymore. And as I say, I had dinner with B.J. Gilmore, and she made a suggestion that no one had ever made, that she and I should open a cookie store. And it's a time in my life where I'd gotten really tired of show business. It sounded like a good idea. It sounded like another alternative. And I love chocolate chip cookies. So I started the company to have fun, to make a quality product, and to just do something that I really love doing. And you put all those ingredients together with a great product. And the ability to promote it also. And I learned how to promote the show business. So we're always in training. We're always learning something. And you have to make the best of where you are before you can get to where you want to be. So I did that, and when the time happened for me to start a cookie company, I was the first to open a store selling just cookies, and I pulled together all my resources and all my experiences, and it turned into a very overwhelming experience because I was a fun guy, still am, was honest, still am, had integrity, still do, and made a great product, man, and people love it to this day.
Awesome.
Yeah, you're not lying about that. They definitely love it to this day, and I'm glad that you decided to, you know, come out with your new, I don't want to say your new venture, just come out with your new new name of what's 2014. Which is the
right.
I give you a lot of credit for, and I'll let Brett jump in because I think he wants to jump in. But just persevering, getting a chance to look at your book, and really going through your history of, you know, how you said it. Life is has some peaks and valleys. And
absolutely.
You hung in there, and then right when they thought, you know, Wally's, it's the end of the road for Wally.
Yeah.
Well, you know it, Wally was back on top again, baby, doing his thing.
Well, it's Wally that decides when it's over. It's not someone else. I make that decision myself. And, it's over when I say it's over. It's over when I die, actually. Maybe there's something after death. Nobody knows because nobody's come back to give a report.
Okay. Nobody that we know
about that.
Nobody we know
about that.
As long as I am living, I'm going to enjoy each moment, because for me, life consists of only one breath at a time. There is nothing other than that. And if you're breathing, you're in really great shape. Make the best of it. Find something to do that you love, that you can share with others. And always do your best. Don't give up. Don't quit. Make a commitment to what you're doing. And life will treat you so well. That's the best advice I can possibly give anyone. Yeah.
What made you go into and be the, and again, I have to commend you, just because I had a good premise of who you were and some of the mm-hmm. accomplishments, but when you had really, when you get a chance to really find out and learn about history, which we talk mm-hmm. about history here all the time, it's very important that you understand your history, no mm-hmm. matter who it is, and understand your background and where mm-hmm. what makes you who you are today. Like I said, I was just over, you know, just the challenges that you overcome, and like you said, you're constantly overcoming them, and you know, it makes you a better person. And I think you going into it threw me a little bit, because you actually went into becoming part of child literacy, so that was something that was a little different.
Well, but when I started Famous Things, I realized that life was more than cookies. And so mm-hmm. I needed a cause. I wanted to share whatever fame I would acquire with a nonprofit. And that wound up being adult literacy. So for 30 years, I promoted adult literacy. And then I started thinking, well, how can we get rid of adult literacy? How can we help adults become more literate? And how do we really erase illiteracy? And for me, I thought the answer was very simple. Let's teach children the importance of reading. Let's read aloud to children, because that's the best way to get children interested in reading, who will then become adults who will already know how to read. They will go on to achieve. They will have high self-esteem. They will be very productive human beings. And so I started my own foundation called Read It Loud. And what I do is very simple. I encourage adults, parents, grandparents, everyone, if you know a child, read to that child for at least 10 minutes a day. It'll make a huge difference in the life of the child and in the life of the reader also. It's as simple as that, man. Read at least 10 minutes a day for a child. It can change the whole world, because literacy is the foundation of a meaningful life. If you can't read, you will never, ever be able to succeed. The two are intricately tied together. If you read, you find anything, any information you need, you can track it down on the internet, in a book, wherever that information is, you can find it. If you cannot read, then you're locked in a room for the rest of your life.
Totally agree with that.
Life is about giving. We think that it's so important to get. No, life is about giving. The more you give, the more you get. When you can make someone else happy, when you can enrich the life of someone else, man, you've done a wonderful thing, and it will come back to you pressed down tenfold, multiplied. You can't even believe how much good will come into your life when you consistently give to the lives of others.
Yeah, I understand that very well.
Yeah, that's the truth. That's the truth.
So we circle back, and it's 2014, and we hear from Wally Amos again on his new, new cookie with the same original formula, the Wally formula.
Yeah.
What made mm-hmm. you, after all this time, decide to get back into what you love? Did you move away from that, or kind of explain that to the audience?
No, I've been making efforts to come back so many times. I've had so many cookie companies, man, it's ridiculous. But I believe in my product, I believe in myself, and it's what I wanted to do. It's what I chose to do. and I've had a lot of false starts. So one way doesn't work, you attempt another way, and you keep doing till you pull all the pieces together until it's the way you think it needs to be, and you can move on to success. And that's what I've done. I've had a company called Chip and Cookie. I've had Waymo's Cookies. I've had the Cookie Guy, the Cookie Man. And now I wind up with the Cookie Kahuna. And this is sticking. We got a lot of traction going on, getting a lot of positive response. And, you know, the word Kahuna is a word that's very prominent in Hawaii, used a lot. It's used mostly in relationship to ministers, people of the cloth, are called kahunas. But when I looked at the definition of kahuna, the bottom line is that the word kahuna means caretaker. Mm-hmm. And I love that aspect of it. And I can see the relationship of being a caretaker to being a minister also, because ministers are caretakers of their flock, so to speak. So I thought, first of all, I've been caretaker of a wonderful recipe for 40 years plus. People love it, and I think it's time for it to come back and please a whole new generation. And that made sense to me. But also, to be a caretaker on a much deeper level is to understand that we are each other. What I do to you, I do to myself. If I give you love, then I give myself love. If I give you hatred, then I give myself hatred. So you want to give everyone else the best that you have to give. You want to place yourself in a position where you can serve someone else, because that's when life is at its best, when we are caretakers of each other. And I want to, that's my message, that we are all caretakers of each other. When we can understand that and live from the position that, hey, man, if I hate you, I hate me. Whatever I give to myself, I give to you. But it passes through my hands first, and then it goes to you. So if I want love in my life, I got to first be loving, and then I got to give love to someone else in order to get it back. So that's the name caretaker really stuck with me, and I'm going to really have some serious promotions going on nationally and internationally to just spread that message. And the cookies are just a reminder of how we're supposed to live our life, because cookies taste good, they're loved, and that's the way to go.
I tell you, I love it. The promotion, the whole, obviously you've been doing this a long time, so you know what it takes to be successful in this space. Would you do it all over again if you could go back in time? Would you do this all over again?
I'm doing it all over again now, and I've done it over again time and time again. I've been working on putting the kahuna together for over a year, and I've had four or five different names. Each time one name didn't work, then I'd get another name and do it all over again. So I've done it all over again for a whole year plus. You do it until you get it right. You don't quit. If you believe in yourself and what you're doing, then you keep doing it, because if it's not worth sticking to it, it's not worth doing. Of course I do it over again. I constantly do it over again. Everything is done over again. Nothing's new.
Oh, awesome.
Gotcha. Oh. So Wally, you got these new cookies. Like I said, thank you for sending us a batch to sample. It's off the chain. We're going to pass the word out here.
Yes.
We're going to have you, you know, we're going to push this, what we can do for you. But
Appreciate it, man. Have you
run across any of the, I don't want to call them big shots, but people like the Oprahs of the world and different people out there, they get their feedback on the Cookie Kahuna. Any feedback from some of the celebs out
there? Not yet. Not yet.
Okay.
We're too new. But, you know, I'm not that interested in celebs. Celebs are fine, but I'm interested in regular people. Give me a lot of regular people rather than one celeb. You know, the internet has millions of people on it.
Yeah, that's right.
I want access to all of them. That's what I want. I want people to know, man, that, hey, this is Wally's original cookie. It tastes good.
Yeah, well, you're walking up the right tree. You're walking up the right tree.
Amen. Now,
there you go.
I'd like to give your listeners a little gift, though, since it's tis the season to give gifts.
Okay.
Yes, please do.
I'm gonna tell them how they can get 10% off if they go on the site. When you go on the cookiekahuna.com website, you'll see an area on there where it says you can get 10% off. But you have to use a code. There's a place where you can enter a code. And when you enter that code, then it puts you right in so that you can close your order, but you can get 10% off of your order. So the code that you need to use to get 10% off is SAVE, S-A-V-E, all lowercase, 10. SAVE 10.
Okay.
Enter SAVE 10 with your order, and you will get a 10% discount.
All righty.
Yeah,
and
well,
remember,
you just put, put a smile on these faces there, Wally.
the more you order, the less your shipping is going to be. Because shipping is an expense, especially if you only order one bag. We ship United States Postal Service, which is USPS, Priority Mail.
Yeah.
It's a very inexpensive way to ship if you're ordering quantity.
Yep.
But if you're only ordering one bag of cookies, one bag of cookies will cost you $12.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
It's a half-pound bag of cookies. But remember, the chocolate chip cookies got 32% chocolate, pure vanilla, handmade, pure butter. So it's a good you're paying for taste, folks. You're not paying for history. You're paying for taste. And if you don't get your taste, then you're not getting your money's worth. But for me to produce that cookie and sell it to you, all the things that I've got to do to get it to you costs me money. It's the nature of business. So I can't charge less than $12 and have it be economically successful for me.
Right.
It takes a lot of people to run this business. So
it does.
A half pound bag, 8 ounces. But if you order multiple 8 ounces, then, you know, your shipping cost goes down and you get an incredible product. So we have three flavors: chocolate chip with pecan, and butterscotch chip with macadamia nut. They're all handmade. They all have tons of ingredients in. And if you buy them and you don't like them, you email me. I'll send you your money back, folks. Yeah. But I guarantee the taste, man. But your mouth is not going to reject it, and your mouth will not let you think it's not a good cookie because it tastes too good for that. So you will love these cookies. A lot of y'all know them from before. That's right. It's the original cookie that I created 40 years ago, which is a phenomenal feat in itself because I was only 10 years old 40 years
ago.
And, you know, and here now I'm all of 50 and starting another company. My goodness gracious.
Wow. Awesome.
Wow. Unbelievable. So that's the original cookie with the new name.
Absolutely.
I tell you. Yeah, well, I'm going to put it in an order. I know you know, so I'm going to put an order for all three. So you'll be getting my order there, Wally.
Thanks, guys.
In an order.
Appreciate y'all.
And that'll be maybe, you know what, that may be some couple Christmas, late Christmas gifts there, Brett.
There you go. Everybody, get your late Christmas gift here. It's the gift that keeps on giving.
Yep.
The gift of good taste, folks. The gift of good taste. What could be better than that? If you have a mouth, you will appreciate it. If you have a mouth, you are a potential customer. If you like things that taste good, I'm your guy.
And so, Wally, we can go and tell the listeners again, the Big Cookie Kahuna is the name of the original and only Wally Amos cookie.
The Cookie Kahuna, nothing else. The Cookie Kahuna. Kahuna is spelled K-A-H-U-N-A. Kahuna.com. The Cookie Kahuna.com.
Mm-hmm.
Now, do you plan on having this in stores as well, or give the audience an idea of online and what you're thinking about possibly down the road as far as in store?
I'd like to franchise it. I've got a meeting later today here in Hawaii with a gentleman. We're going to talk about. He's got many contacts. He's expressed a strong interest in working with me. So we're going to talk about franchising. I'd like to, my first store will obviously be in Hawaii because that's where I am. But I'd like to see the Cookie Kahuna stores created throughout the mainland and maybe even international, because I took Famous Amos International, so there's no reason why I can't take the Cookie Kahuna international also. So there's a lot of stuff still to come, but, you know, there's a lot of work to do right now, and I believe in first things first. First things right now is for me to make a success out of Cookie Kahuna online. Because if I don't do that, then nothing else is going to matter. So that's what my focus is. That's my priority right now. And once I do that, we'll see what the public wants after that.
All right. You got me excited over here.
Woo! All right, y'all.
Like,
all right.
Got my blood just like, mmm.
Well, I'm gonna tell you, Wally, is that I don't have to tell you this. You already know. This is gonna be 2015, because that's what we're into, basically.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Is
here we are.
You're back. You're back in a big way. And
of course.
Like I said, I can't stop smacking. I just ate the last one, so I gotta get my last order in. Sorry, Brad.
I didn't even want to hear that. I was trying to say, I hope he got me some cookies. But now he done said it, he ain't got me no cookies.
They gone, man.
Hey, gone.
You can't stop.
Yes,
once you have
yes,
one.
Cornbread.
Once you have one, man, you can't stop eating them.
We will accept orders from you online also.
No problem. My card is fresh, too. Right out the
LC,
envelope.
LC is not privileged. We are all privileged. Folks,
yes.
Anybody can order online that has to do that. It only takes a credit card. So I appreciate everybody. I appreciate everybody's support. I appreciate you guys having me on the radio. Say hello to all my friends in Atlanta and Long Island and New York. It's been great talking with everybody, and we'll stay in touch. But you know what, Cornbread, email me your address, because you never can tell what will come to you in mail.
I got a curveball for you right now. If LC will give me the center stage.
Go ahead, Brad, before Wally takes off.
Yeah. Okay. What it is I have a big Hawaiian explosion coming next August, 2015. It's already in stone. So I want you to be a special guest, because I'm going to have a lot of people there. And
in Hawaii?
Yes, sir. See, you didn't know that yet, but no, I'm going to read it to you.
You're coming to Hawaii?
Listen. I've been planning this for 2 years now. Here it goes right now. Listen. Now I'm gonna give you the jive right now. It's called Cornbread Hawaiian Explosion. It's gonna be at the digital. Yes, sir. And I want Wally. I want you to be there, sir, because
where is it gonna be?
Okay, it's gonna be at the Gingerbread House. The meet and greet is on August 13th. We're gonna be at the Gingerbread House. You know that's it, down by the Kahala, right off Kahala.
Uh huh.
All right. Uh-huh. And we'll have a meet and greet there on Thursday, August 13th. All right. You know what I'm saying?
Uh huh. Uh huh. Well, you know,
we're gonna marquee that.
I'm gonna put the date on my calendar.
So before we wrap the show there, Wally, what would be your parting words of wisdom? What would be anything else that you would like to say to the audience Obviously, we definitely going to support you. We love you. Tell us.
The only thing, I want to leave people with one thought, man. Because if they get this, and if they consistently do this one thing that I'm going to share with them, then they'll have success. And success is not making a lot of money, guys.
Mm-hmm.
Success is having peace of mind and fulfilling your deepest dreams.
Yeah.
And if your deepest dream is only to make money, you're going down the wrong road. Because you can make a lot of money, be so miserable, lose it all, and have no life at all.
Mm-hmm.
So seek inner peace first. And follow your heart. That's where the passion is. Follow your heart. Do what you really feel passionate about. And I don't care how rough it is, how long it is, how many obstacles there are. I ask you, please, 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 don't quit. The only way you ever lose is to quit.
Amen.
Don't put it, it's fine to put a timetable on it, but God is the only timetable you want to work with. And if you are including God, I'm talking let go and let God into your life to make the way smooth for you, then you don't have to worry about anything else, because you by yourself can do nothing. Guys, I'm talking from experience.
Mm-hmm.
It's not easy being famous for 40 years. I've had a lot of opportunity. I've blown a lot of things. But the one thing I've come to understand is all things are possible with God. Nothing is excluded. All things are possible with God. Put God first, and you will never have a disappointing day in your life. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you. And you can't top that. So, Wally, we thank you for joining us, taking a couple minutes out of your busy schedule. We appreciate you. And like I just said, myself and Brett, we love you to death. We knew this was going to be a fantastic interview, which it was. And we'll be in contact with you and all the stuff that the Brett Man's got cooking and that we have as well.
Yeah.
So, let's definitely stay in contact, and we'll talk to you real soon. And we'll talk in 2015. We definitely will.
Well, listen, guys, as we say here, mahalo nui loa. Thank you very, very much. And mele kaliki maka. Christmas is gone, but mele kaliki maka. Maka haole maka hiki ho. It's Happy New Year. Haole maka hiki ho. You guys have a great, great year. Love you, and I appreciate you. Aloha.
Likewise. Well, Brad, I tell you, another great guest.
Yes, sir.
And great interview. Can't really top, I think, and I hate to, don't hate to see bias, but I tell you, one of the best guests we ever had on the show.
Yes, sir.
The energy,
awesome.
The words of encouragement and focus to, if you want to be successful, I think he just told you. He told you the secret recipe.
Yes,
I think he would like that.
Life experience.
Right.
He didn't have to get it from no book. He didn't have to get it from a degree, from some high-end college or university. He got it from life itself. And following God is what he said, and things will happen for you. Wow. Awesome.
That's really can't say too much more than that. We would like to say, Brad, make sure, again, you go to the Cookie Kahuna, that's spelled KAHUNA.com. Support this man, and you won't be disappointed. Let me tell you, it's better than ever. And thanks again for Wally Amos for taking some time out and coming on the show. And you got anything, Brad, before we wrap the show right quick?
No, just a quick shout out to my man William Knox of Hard Knox Limousine down here in ATL. Just want to give him a quick shout out. The best limo driver in the ATL metropolitan area. Big shout out to him.
All right, with that said, we thank you for tuning in like you do each and every week. With that said, until next week, stay safe, stay sound, stay blessed.
Peace.